get to, like, do you get to pick that? Like, is that, you're like, when you, like, become a ghost, do you get to choose your own ghost stink? Oh, okay. So, it just kind of happened that way.
It's like Beetlejuice. However you die, that's just kind of the form.
I mean, if you could choose your ghost stink, what would you want it to be?
Farts.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
I'd go with a nice, like, kind of, you know, sort of, like, zesty. Like, maybe, like, blood orange.
A zesty blood orange?
Yeah.
Mm. I might go with a 8 hours.
That's too long.
Get your airbrush in the last 48 hours. Check out, it's in a full barrel.
Are you guys 200 cc'ing it back there?
No, we're going to 50 cc for Vinny. We're going to 200 cc.
Okay.
Come on, Vinny. You can do at least 100. I believe in you.
This is the last exit before the tolls.
Yes. I have easy pass now, so that doesn't matter.
I feel like you had it last year.
I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
It's that they changed a bunch of the tolls to be no person tolls. Like, it's just the license plate.
I mean, that's the Golden Gate Bridge now. Yep. It's just no humans. And tourists are very confused because they drive through and they're like, that's a toll booth. We need to stop and pay the toll.
Yep.
And they're like, wait, what? Ha? Hmm. But our rental car.
Help.
Oh boy, Claire.
Alright, I'm gonna try these Diet Cokes.
Alright.
I'm very excited. I'm excited and dismayed.
Oh, it's Claire.
About the flavored Diet Cokes.
I'm excited to finally try them. I'm dismayed that I had to come to New York to find the flavored Diet Cokes.
We have only the finest Diet Cokes here in the big city.
Well, I think there are more flavors. They only had three of the flavors, so I think there might be.
No, that's all. We have all of them. New York. We have all of them.
Oh, these are all. Okay.
Yeah.
These are all. Okay. All right. Twisted Mango. I like that these are small cans because that's more ideal for tasting.
Yeah, they kind of look like Red Bull cans.
Where am I?
It's 12 ounces of mango. Smells like a light, like a fruit-ish.
Oh, I can catch that from here.
Yeah.
That's not even near me, but I can smell it.
Like waft in your direction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty twisted, all right.
Yeah. All right, here I go. Oh.
Tell me, how do you feel?
Twisted.
Yeah.
I like the band.
It's just one guy, though, isn't it?
I think it's two.
Okay. I want to say that I saw that Twisted was playing a show somewhere in the New York area not that long ago.
Why?
I don't know. Twisted is a musical act that performs live places.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a little rough at
the ports. The fruit flavor is stronger than I thought it would be. I thought it would be a Diet Coke with a light fruit flavor, which is how the Coke Freestyle machines dispense their flavored drinks. But this is the it's more flavor forward.
It's not great.
And I like mango. You guys like mango back there?
Yes.
Who doesn't like mango?
I don't know, cops.
Mango juice is thick and delicious.
Mm.
Okay. It's true. If you ever need to stop a cop, just throw a mango at them.
That's right. They can't.
They melt.
They're like, curses. Jennifer in the chat says, I love the sound of those bumps on the interstate.
There's something soothing about them.
Yeah.
Being in a car makes me so sleepy.
That's why I love that scene in Sneakers
so much.
It's
like Sneakers, yeah.
Yeah.
DJ Spy Guy says, I like mango lassies.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, nice mango lassie.
What's a lassie?
It's like an Indian beverage.
Like a yogurt type
drink. Yeah, a yogurty. It's thick and delicious. Vinny, has your opinion on Mario Kart changed?
Don't open that door.
No.
No, okay.
It's a good game. I think Sonic is still a more fair kart racer.
Okay, but who's good at Mario Kart?
No one, that's the thing. Not is it's much like Mario Party, one does not get good at it.
Yeah. One merely learns to contend with it.
Yeah, you learn the basics, and then the rest just either falls into place or it does not.
Yep. Mario Kart is a game about fate.
Yeah.
It's predestiny.
Also, I'm not getting first every time on fate.
Maybe you get first this time.
Okay.
Maybe you're the one. Maybe you're fated to be...
Yeah.
I'm the boy flip.
You take the Sonic Racing Transformed, you go back to Wonderland. You wake up in your old life. Nothing's... You remember nothing. But you take the Mario Kart... You see what's down the rabbit.
How long do you think... Because I think they're already talking about it, but, like, how long do you think it will actually take for them to reboot the Matrix?
They can redo it.
They've talked about it.
How can you do without Keanu Reeves, though?
You make him Morpheus.
Also, Keanu Reeves.
Well, I don't think the whole thing will work.
Yeah,
but,
no, I don't think any of that is a
good
idea.
Which is exactly why I think they would make him Morpheus. Or it would be a reboot that is also a retelling that is also taking place after, and then he has ascended to become the Morpheus.
Right.
I think that would be how I would justify it if I had to.
I think it's just a shot-for-shot remake, but Channing Tatum is the star.
Mm. Okay. Same phones, same everything?
Yes, nothing else is different.
Danny DeVito is
that idea.
Yay.
And Agent Smith is played by, oh, let's say Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Make it fast.
Did you hear it? Not this cop, but the cop... When we were at the gas station,
yeah.
That deep noise. What
yes.
The fuck is with the cops out here?
That's what they do.
Why? When? Good. When did that happen?
It's like the way they honk at you.
It's like there's the siren noise, which sounds like a cop car, mm-hmm. But then there's like a deeper, lower roar, like that shakes the streets a little bit, and you're like, oh shit, the fucking cyber cops are coming.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's gotta get through your headphones.
They gotta solve them deep crimes.
Are those the deep state police I've heard so much about?
Distinctly possible.
Oh, no. When I heard that at the airport, I thought it was like a mistake and my ears were broken. And then I heard it, then hearing it again here. I don't know what to make of it.
It's a hell of a sound. I'm not gonna disagree with you. I've just gotten very used to it.
Yeah. It's, like, terrifying, and it travels a lot further
yes.
than, like, a cop siren does normally.
And when you live on a main drag, as I do, you hear it a lot.
Okay. Was it always like that here?
It's as hard as I can remember.
Man. Definitely seems futuristic. Definitely seems like if you were remaking a movie like The Matrix, you would have cop cars that made that fucking noise.
Yep. Those cops would just start morphing into agents.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Lo-fi trance cops to study to.
Cop ASMR.
Yeah.
Stop in the next like hour or so. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Will this drive take us past through Stamford?
If we stay on this and it doesn't split us off somewhere, yes.
Because now would be the time to commit the perfect crime.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're all in New Orleans. So.
Joey Mercury guarding the building.
Right, yeah.
By himself.
And he's easily overpowered.
Yeah.
And then we can spray paint the DX logo on that building.
Yes. Oh, we are...
Yeah, okay. Hey, chat, Abby is kicking Vinny's ass at 200cc Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, you heard it here first, guys.
Vinny, I don't think you should have gone up to 200cc right out of the gate, not right out of 50.
There's a 100 or something in the middle there.
There's a 150, too.
Oh, all right, 200's the new one, right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, you doing okay?
Hold my way back.
Are you finishing second?
Everybody likes an open mouth story.
Yeah. You have to establish yourself as the underdog before you transition into full overdog.
How much dog? What's over with you?
Roman Reigns, brother. Spooky Tape says, it's no Sonic Racing Transformed. I can't.
But you won't.
But I won't. I tend to not ban people from this if they're correct.
Wow. Wow.
I just... That's how the good Lord intended.
Ain't no God Mario Kart,
nope.
Man. No, that's right.
It's a pagan ritual. Styx.
Druids.
Wicca. So this is a full-on iPod classic.
Yes.
iPod?
Yes, it is an iPod Fat from back in the day. Turn wheel and everything.
Yeah.
It is the only thing that works in my car. The CD player does not work. We could listen to the radio, but who God's name wants to do
that
nowadays?
Yeah, no. I listen to satellite radio.
So yeah, it went missing for like 4 years or something, and then I found it, and I was like, hey, this still works.
But you have not updated the music on it. Yeah.
Because I had a massive hard drive failure, I lost a lot of old MP3s.
Okay, so you transitioned into the stream world.
Yes, I did.
I guess you could take all those MP3s off of this iPod.
I could, and I will at some point. I just haven't done that.
You should do that before the hard drive fails. These iPods are fucking terrible.
I always heard the opposite. Like, people like had these things last forever.
I had one that just, you know, you could audibly hear it clicking. Like, the drive just seized up and it was just done.
Maybe I will do that.
I have two iPod classics, because I bought one, lost it, bought another one, and then years later found the other one.
Mm.
Like, the batteries on both of them do not hold charges.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, it's hard to even get them to boot up in the car if I do hook them up. Well, I've not hooked them up in a car.
The battery on this one is definitely not great, but it does, the car does charge it while it's plugged in, so...
Yeah.
I just can't use it when, like, to travel with.
Right, yeah. I thought about digging out my iPod and bringing it on this trip, weirdly enough. Which would have been fun, because we would have had two devices with old-style connectors.
Yeah.
Because I was specifically like, well, my phone doesn't have a headphone jack on.
Oh, no.
What am I going to do?
Oh, right.
I might have the adapter if I really wanted to do that. And this iPad that I've got...
Also, let me know if you need to plug that in.
Okay, sure. This has a headphone jack on it, so I can hook it up to the internet and stream music that way.
That's true.
Too.
Yeah, devices with headphone jacks. They're good.
I mean, they're good because I still have headphone-ass headphones. But
right.
My next pair of headphones will probably be Bluetooth-enabled.
Mine are Bluetooth, and I do not miss having wired headphones.
Yeah. I bought a pair of the AirPods also, but I wouldn't want to use those in a plane setting. Because I have my old noise-canceling... Beats. But then, yeah, I guess there is some part of me that's like, what if I took one of those iPod classics and put a flash drive in it that was way bigger and flashed weird custom firmware on it, and then I looked at what it'd take to actually get a spudger or whatever to pry one apart.
I'm sorry, a what?
Spudger.
Spudger.
Is that a word?
Spudger. Yeah.
Okay.
Spudger.
Spudger.
It's that's homeowner talk. Yo, just got a spudger.
Oh, geez, that's not the track.
I had to use a cut-up credit card as a spudger to pry apart a hard drive enclosure. I was shucking drives from my server machine. Mm-hmm. And I had to watch a lot of YouTube videos about where to cram these quarters of these credit cards.
Drive shucker is a really good combination of words.
Yeah.
Just my grandfather was a drive shucker.
That's right.
I was a drive shucker.
Sat out on the porch, shucked more drives than you've had hot meals, boy.
Drive shucking country.
Hold our own packs here at this exit here at Gun Hill Road.
Alright. I'm going to City Island.
City Island.
City Island
is it an island city? Yeah.
Actually, yes. Okay. It's like a neighborhood that's on like a little island and a bridge.
A neighborhood or a full-fledged city?
It's not a full city.
Well, fuck that, yeah, man. That's
it's like Roosevelt Island. It's just a place people live.
Okay. The signs say Roosevelt Island, it's just a place people live.
I mean, that's, yeah, there's really not anything else there. They set a horror movie there once, that was kind of it.
It's got a gondola.
Yeah, but no one does.
Don't they have like shows? Isn't there like some place you could have put on a big festival type thing there?
Yeah. Is that Roosevelt or is that Governor's Island?
That's Governor's Island.
Are they both?
I was listening to.
They definitely do Governor's Island one. I don't know about Roosevelt.
Okay, I think I was thinking of Governor's Island. David Burns here in the chat, Vinny, wants to know your WrestleMania predictions.
Oh, my predictions?
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be crazy if Undertaker comes out for one last big match there, mm-hmm. and then passes it along.
Yeah.
And I think the Goldberg-Roman Reigns thing is going to be a real sight to see.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm really looking forward to the match between... Shinsuke Nakamura.
Go on.
And Ric Flair's daughter.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be big.
That's really gonna be big.
Unprecedented.
You really didn't think we were gonna quiz you on any of that stuff from Guide in the Ring, did you?
What are you talking about? I've been studying.
Alright.
Did I get it?
It's closer than it had any right to be.
Okay.
I just predict that all the wrestlers will have a really good time.
Look at all the
What's a PC Richard and Son like? Is it like fries?
Yes, it is exactly like a fries.
Except I feel like you can make deals.
Okay. Do they have anime porno there? Fries does. Some of them do.
Gotta make the right deal.
I mean, that's the Sun. The Sun.
Okay,
the
Sun has. Yeah. PC Richard doesn't want to know what the Sun is doing in the back.
PC Richard's PC for a reason.
But PC Richard definitely wants his cut of whatever Sun is selling. Says.
Have I been misled? Is it purely a mattress store?
No, it's definitely said electronics.
Oh. It has mattresses and electronics.
Do they have electronic mattresses?
They have those.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, like a sleep number or whatever.
Go up and down.
Oh, yeah, like the
place.
Whatever the fuck that thing is called.
Yeah. The Tempur-Pedic.
Yes. No. Is that,
well, yes. I don't know. There's sleep number, there's Tempur-Pedic, I don't fucking know.
that's Twisted Mango.
Yeah?
Those are tiny cans. It was pretty twisted. Now it's time to get feisty. It's feisty cherry. Is it the size of the can, too?
The skinny can, the coloring, the whole thing.
I like the presentation.
Yeah, me too.
Let me know if you detect a noticeable uptick in feistiness out of anything happening up here.
Oh, yeah. It's a sort of cough syrupy kind of
now you're talking
tang to it.
I am. Yeah, it's a good point. Is this just a new descriptor? Because, you know, Pepsi has obviously been in the wild cherry Pepsi business for a while.
Yes.
It's feisty cherry Diet Coke, just attempted a hot slam on those Pepsi folks. All right, here I go. It's a stronger cherry flavor than you would get out of a Diet Cherry Coke. So it's more like, this tastes slightly more like you ordered a cherry Coke at a diner. Yeah, like more grenadine. Yes. It is a little more cough syrupy. I think I like a little bit less than the mango because cherry is such a common cola flavor.
Right. It's not unique.
Yeah. Treasure truck? I guess any truck's a treasure truck if you run it off the road and steal everything inside.
Yeah.
That's your Fast and Furious.
I mean, that is pretty much what they would be stealing now, right? Like, if 2001 Fast and Furious was made today, they would be stealing
SNES
Amazon trucks.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, are we, instead of the Storage Wars things, are people just going to bid on Amazon Prime trucks and just be like, $10,000.
All right, what part of the country was this hijacked from?
How much would you pay for an Amazon Prime truck? Serious question.
I only get to keep the insides.
I don't get to know what's in there.
Do I get to know that it's full?
Yes, it is full. But, you know, you've gotten Amazon stuff. Sometimes there's a tiny little thing in a big box.
They're getting smarter about the packaging, though.
No, you cannot weigh it.
Can I choose?
Oh, I cannot. Okay, I cannot weigh it.
Can you choose the year?
Yeah, can I, choose, close to Christmas?
No. This is
April.
This is a mid-April.
Yep.
Mid-April. Okay, so that's like people spending their tax return. They might be getting some good shit.
Uh-huh.
Or they might be getting some good shit.
Yeah, no way of knowing.
Or they might have just switched over to Amazon because they have no money left after paying their taxes. And they're like, well, Amazon is cheaper.
It is a full truck. But you cannot win.
$10,000. Your initial $10,000 sounds like that's an amount of money that I could come up with. B, feel like I could recoup.
I mean, what do you hope? Just electronics?
Yeah, okay. Electronics. Yeah, pretty much.
What if somebody just got a bunch of pillows?
Then let's make a deal. Zonk noise would play, and I'd be like, man, fuck.
Well, guess
Wayne
what?
Brady, you got me again.
I'm bidding 10,001.
Fuck!
I would probably go as high as 10,000.
Yeah, that would feel like and if it went bad, I feel like I could justify that to people I told the story to later.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't go like, what the fuck have you? What, $10,000? I'd be like, yeah, you know.
I mean, you probably want a bunch of little boxes, right? Stacking
yes.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess actually the number of hours that would go into you selling all that shit and trying to recoup the money. You would hope for like hard drives and like NAS parts.
A like large box truck worth of shit from Amazon.
Well, that would be even worse because you wouldn't keep the box truck. You get a bunch of boxes.
I know, that's like so much stuff. Like you have to fill up multiple rooms.
I'd like open a little stand in Port Authority and just like start selling stuff.
I'm sure the cops would love that.
Listen.
eBay that shit. It's already in a box. You just slap a new address on it, and yeah, off it goes. Oh, that's right. I guess you open it, you get some tape, well, open it up, reseal it.
But you can also do mystery box.
Good thing you can get to sell the box and then sell people's addresses that are all on the box.
Right, yeah. Like, hey,
sell the box and
we know there's an Amazon account. Maybe their email address is listed on the invoice inside.
That's right.
That's like most of the info you would need to start trying to get their password.
I don't know, man. I think you go on the dark web, you'll find that shit anyway.
Yeah.
It's all out there. Russians have it.
Yes.
What were those things called? They're like timed run through the store.
Dildo. It's like, yeah, toy adult Toys R Us, yeah. Shopping spree.
Yeah, they should do those in an Amazon warehouse where you get to just get a big cart and run through.
Like, would it be like a supermarket sweep situation? No, like, you're just filling up on phones instead of turkeys?
But the only obstacles are the chronically underpaid and overworked, like, Amazon warehouse employees who will, like, try and fight you.
Yeah, they fight you and you gotta dodge the robots.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they're too busy training the robots to take their jobs to fight you.
Like, do you want to spend your time and try to get to, like, the 15-story high item up there with the robot? Or do you just go for the stuff that's on the ground floor?
I don't know. I think it depends on... I don't know how they sort their warehouse without knowing that.
I think you can only fill up one cart, though, right? Was that the time?
Well, no, you
could... Go to the TV section and fill my cart with TV.
Well, so what you would do is you would fill your cart and you would bring it to the finish point and then you could grab another cart.
Really?
As long as you had time, you could just keep grabbing carts.
That's smart.
When the Toys R Us stuff happened when I was a kid, I always thought I'd just go get all the tickets for the video games and then just rip them all off.
Just throw this, just a cart full of tickets.
Yeah,
they used to have the box for the, or the front of the game, and then tickets underneath, and then you grab a ticket, and then you go to like a little, like, weed shack in Toys R Us, and be like, it was like a security shack.
Like, you would pay with the ticket, they would have, then you would hand the ticket and the receipt over to the person in the booth.
A guy in a security shack that like a locked door would go behind the
booth. Yeah.
Why?
So you couldn't steal games?
Because there's no Toys R Us.
I mean, GameStop will still sometimes do that, where, like, they'll put the boxes out, and then the disc is, like, under a counter somewhere.
Yeah, they never... GameStops don't have just games on the shelves for you to pick up, but the used stuff, maybe. But even then, I think those are empty cases,
I'm pretty sure when I bought stuff at Toys R Us, they still did, like, behind glass.
Yeah. Near Jason is like deep cut, like almost empty, so they went down to like 60-70%.
Oh, wow.
But the one that I went to one on Monday, and it seemed like they had just started the process, so it was like game consoles were 5% off, almost everything else in the store was 10% off.
Well, they know that stuff will go.
Right.
I was like looking for Legos.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a huge Lego section, but it's like 10%, like that's not. Yeah. And, like, even their Skylanders and stuff were all still full price. Jason was telling stories about $2 Skylanders and all this other stuff. And I'm like, not that I would buy those, but I at least wanted to see it.
Ah, the tale of the $2 Skylander.
Tell me, too.
Tough as a $2 Skylander.
I'm generally shocked that anyone still has stock of that stuff anymore.
Yeah, it was weird. It was, yes. That was maybe the weird part.
Are you shocked that they still have stock of it?
Well, no, that's still on shelf somewhere. Yeah.
Like, hey, that's...
That isn't just sitting in, like, Bobby Kotick's warehouse somewhere.
Like, they're digging holes for that stuff in Nevada somewhere.
Yeah.
It's buried next to all those fucking Rock Band 4 instruments they didn't sell.
Yeah, where is all that stuff? They'll melt it down, right?
No, I don't... I forget what they... So, like, whenever they had unsold stuff when I was at Harmonix, there was a warehouse somewhere. Like, EA just had a warehouse where they kept that shit. I don't know what they were doing, like, what they did with it afterward.
Well, there was some story. Like, I remember hearing, like, Drake and them actually had to go drive a truck. Like, they were liquidating a warehouse, and so it was like, hey, community team, you guys go fill up this truck with all the stuff from this warehouse and drive it over here.
Yeah, I think that might have been Rock Band 1 stuff that was unsold.
Did they recycle it for the electronics? Is it even worth it at that point?
I don't know. Like, if there's still stuff that's, like, at the factories, they probably would do that, but it would make no sense to ship it back to the factories to recycle it.
I can't imagine it being cost-efficient. It's not like there's copper wire in there. They're ripping out.
My guess is that they probably just sold a bunch of it on, like, clearance sites, and that was it.
Overstock or whatever. Do what they can to move it.
But I know
that... But I think that was that truck run was why they suddenly had, like, Rock Band jackets and stuff again for a while. So there was a bunch of weird shit in there, too, that I think one packs. So they just said, here, it's a Rock Band branded guitar case.
Oh, that was probably the Harmonix warehouse. Like, that was probably the one where they were storing a bunch of their shit. Like, the ones that...
But I think the EA one also happened, too. Oh, it had the Rock Band 1 warehouse of like, EA package stuff. I think that might have happened also.
Yeah, I don't know. There were a bunch of warehouses that had a bunch of shit no one bought.
I like to think that somewhere there's a warehouse full of Blitz mitts.
Oh, wow. God.
And then Pope is secretly on the hunt for the Blitz mitts warehouse. I still have my Blitz mitts.
Do you still use your Blitz mitts?
I lent them to one Dr. Tracksuit who wore them as part of a wrestling event that he attended.
Yeah, don't lend things to that guy. You'll never see
him. No, I never got him back.
I love every once in a while, you'll see, like, I still have, like, an eBay search for Robotron cocktail cabinet.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, somebody will have uncrated, like, 10 of them that would just, like, never made it out somewhere. They're like, hey, you know, we uncrated this, you know, $50,000 for this thing. You know, they are never in the tri-state area. They're always somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I love when they just uncover mint condition, old ass shit.
Yeah, just new old stock pinball parts and all. Amazing. Yeah, it's just weird. Like, how many warehouses must just be out there?
Yeah.
And people just kind of don't know what's in there.
Yeah, like end of Raiders of Lost Ark style.
Say this cherry Diet Coke is like feisty, but not necessarily
at the level of feist you're looking for.
It's not feisty enough, and it's a little boring.
Okay. I mean, cherry is a safe flavor for cola, as we've gone over.
Yeah, but as I'm like getting down to the bottom of it, I'm like, man, I wish I could just get rid of this and open up the next one.
They have an orange one. I love an orange.
Orange is the last one.
Zesty blood orange.
Hell yeah.
It's zesty. It's got blood in it. He owns a submarine that he uses in his import-export business that he usually takes to get into these port cities that PAX is often. I think that's why he doesn't go to PAX South, because I don't think San Antonio has enough water.
Yeah, landlocked. There's a river, but I don't know if he can get that thing down there.
Yeah. He doesn't make the towns, brother. Anyone still playing Deep Rock Galactic?
No, I never really started.
Yeah, I started on it and was like, this seems cool, and then it seemed like we never got enough people together to give it a run.
Yeah.
And Brad got into it briefly. I was like high on it for a couple hours there.
Yeah.
Maybe things are now.
I got I did like a handful of missions, and I was just kind of like, yeah, all right, I know what this is, but I don't really...
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, but curiously, it is not a 10 PAX Australia also. I think that's because, you know, if there's no need for his services in Australia because it's a rogue nation where everything is legal.
Right.
Set up at the fan access thing by now, right? A WrestleMania sign you can point at?
Oh, yeah. Gotta be.
Take a picture of you pointing at this sign.
That'll be $35.
Great. Here's $60. Because I want the bonus package where I get to hold this replica title belt. It's not BYO title.
Yeah. BYOT.
Yeah. This one is billed in the small print as Diet Coke with blood orange flavor. I'm trying to think, like, blood oranges are what? Are they, is it like...
They're a little more tangy.
Yeah.
Like, they have a little more flavor to them.
Yeah.
Standard orange. I like blood oranges.
I like blood oranges, but I don't need them.
Yeah. No one needs them.
I'm not like, oranges, fuck you.
Yeah.
Bring me a blood orange.
Give me a Tangelo or give me death.
A Tangelo's are good.
Yeah.
All right, Clementine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, I was looking to see if they have made things you can point at other things to tell you what the color is. You ever had her look at
that? Yeah, no. Yeah. Like the Photoshop fucking dropper tool for the real world.
Like a laser, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what color is this?
I think that's got to be an AR glasses kind of thing.
Well, how would you pinpoint it though?
Like the. It would just be the center of your vision or
like
something. Yeah.
I just wanted a device.
That seems like something that there would be an app for that.
So
literally like a phone, like hold it up, point it at a thing.
There are some, but because I was on resistors, electronic resistors, the way they tell you what value they are little colored bands on them.
Oh, boy.
And I can't tell the difference at all.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, somebody must have made a phone app, and they did. But the camera can't zoom in that great on it.
Oh.
Not super great.
Yeah.
And that got me looking into, like, I would love just a thing I keep in my pocket. That
yep.
I point and it says, that's blue. That's orange. Let's make one.
Okay. I've got one. It's a phone.
What?
We'll make an app for that.
Do you
have Snapchat
glasses?
I do. I meant to bring them and didn't pack them. No, they're super dumb and getting the images off of them. Like, if you're not posting them to Snapchat.
I don't have a Snapchat account.
You would need one. But yeah, so you would get the video, launch Snapchat, it imports the video from the glasses, and then you have to go, like, save video and then post that to Instagram. And so it's got kind of a process.
I think if I can get it for, like, $35.
Right.
Yeah, let's
that's a great.
Let's say, like, $120.
Yeah.
And they still sell them?
Yeah. They made a ton of them and then still have plenty to move through.
I want to win one in like a raffle or something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I bought mine out of a vending machine for whatever the price was, $150 or whatever it was. I forget. That was half the idea.
Yeah.
It was just like, and then when I got there, I was with Austin. We were walking up the beach. It was a nice morning. We walked up the beach to the Snapchat vending machine.
Yeah.
And they had a guy there. That was like checking IDs before I could do it and stuff. So it was like, it wasn't like a real vending machine. Yeah. Because I'm sure they were like, oh, because immediately I was like, what's stopping me from stealing someone's credit card, buying Snapchat glasses, and then selling them whilst people still care about Snapchat glasses for that like week and a half there? And it was that guy going, let me see your ID before he would let me use the vending machine. Yeah, it did.
That is senseless.
And I don't think they're there, because they moved out of that building. That was like their like beachfront headquarters. And then since they are in the tank now, or since shit went bad for them, they I think are leaving that neighborhood.
Rihanna was like,
Yeah, that was definitely part of it. Like, it was
really?
It was Rihanna, and then before that, it was one of the fucking Kardashians. One of the, it was like, there was a redesign that was bad, and then one of the Kardashians was like, I don't, when was the last time you opened Snapchat? It's been a while for me, and that was enough for it to just fucking...
That is a billboard. Sign,
huh? Wow.
Vince McMahon paid for that? It's also, like, grammatically not very good.
It's a lot of words.
That's fitting. But yeah, like, they are still all in on hardware at the same time. They're like, we, you know, the Snapchat glasses, like, we're still going to make more of those. It's like, well, wait.
Send me a pair. I'll be your Snapchat buzz marketer.
Is Google Glass still a thing?
No. There's still a team supposedly working on a similar device. Maybe more for enterprise. Yeah, but I didn't have an Android phone, so you can't use it quite as well. I have a set of them in a box somewhere that I, next time you're in town, I'll bring them in. They're,
WWE.
Oh yeah, there it is. Dan had a pair that broke in a wrestling related incident, I think. No. No. That is a big old WWE building right there.
Yep. That's where wrestling lives. That's where he works out. Yeah.
When he's not at the television shows and stuff, he's got his office there, and they have a gym there and all this other stuff.
Wow. But yeah, that's just where all the corporate shit happens.
But they're almost all certainly in New Orleans by now.
Are we in New York?
We're in Connecticut.
You can buy a HoloLens right now.
But like third party ones?
No, it's because they only issued it as like a developer edition, and like it's expensive, and it's intended for you to buy one so because you're making apps for it.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a, hey, buy one of these, it's cool, you're just a guy or a lady that wants to wear a IR thing. It's not. There's them and there's Magic Leap.
Yes. Magic Leap just was in the news again, right? Did they hold another demo or something?
I think so, yeah. I've heard so many different things about what they're up to and the veracity of their claims back and forth, whereas some people are like, I tried it, it's the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then some people that are like, they're most of the way there, but there's a crippling issue they have right now that they're not talking about, that they have not solved yet. I don't know what the actual truth of it is, because everyone's on such a wide...
Yeah.
Range, but I think like between that and the Microsoft HoloLens stuff, like with those teams working on the issues, I think they'll eventually get there, along with like whatever Oculus and I'm sure other companies are doing in that type of thing. Like the good AR shit seems like it'll probably be a couple years out. Being zesty.
Alright. Final taste test.
I mean, I'll taste other things.
No, this
someday.
Is it.
No?
This is it.
This is the main one that finally...
This is the one that does get in.
Oh, man. No, I gotta go somehow.
Might as well be
taste testing
orange.
A zesty orange.
Ooh, wow.
Diet Coke.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
I'm catching a whiff of that.
I hope it tastes like one, too. Nice wax. I feel like none of these scents have been like as strong as like if I cracked open a Red Bull in this car.
Right.
Yeah. You would all be like, whoa, if I had done that.
How do things have zero calories?
Chemicals.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, you drink seltzer, that has zero calories. It's just carbonated water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But flavoring has, like, no anything in it.
No energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they can still put caffeine in it,
which doesn't...
It's not energy, but is kind of energy. I guess, yeah. Oh.
Bad.
Wow.
Like you got hit in the face.
This might not be so good.
Does it taste like a candle?
A little bit.
What? Is anyone interested in trying Zesty Blood Orange Diet Coke?
Are these new?
Newish.
Well, I don't like Diet Coke, so I'm kind of battling that.
Yeah. I think it's there's
like
a chemical tinging the orange in a way that makes it gross.
It tastes like weird fake orange in a bad way.
Yeah. Well, there it is. I guess Twisted Mango is the clear winner. Yeah. I drank that one first, figuring that this one, that I would save the best for last as a fan of orange, but I guess...
Orange has betrayed you.
Yeah. Maybe it's the blood. Maybe this has just been regular orange. Maybe it would be... Bah! This is still bad.
Well, you have to finish it. That's the rule.
Committed.
Okay. Jordan Jones here says, they don't have zero calories, they are liars, they just use small enough amounts of chemicals that they don't have to put the calories on the label.
Okay, that would make way more sense.
So it's like a rounding error.
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
I found some new Rockstar zero calorie flavors lately that has been very exciting. There's an orange and a grape.
Ooh, a grape.
Yeah. And it's not the recovery, because they had a grape recovery and an orange recovery, but recovery is not carbonated.
Right.
The pure zero is carbonated. It's very exciting. A fruit punch recovery? What? We need to start going to more stores.
Okay.
People are saying here because an uncarbonated fruit punch energy drink would kind of just be Hawaiian Punch at that point.
Yeah.
Because that's not carbonated.
Isn't it?
No. There was a sparkling Hawaiian Punch,
okay.
But default Hawaiian Punch is not.
They still sell Hawaiian Punch in the cans that you have to punch.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. All right.
What if it's like?
I'll let him know we're on speaker.
Okay.
He must know. Hello.
I can't believe the audacity of you folks to stream while I'm doing my weekly morning stream that I've been doing for 2 weeks. Are you kidding me?
Hang on.
Who is this?
It's a prank call.
Hello. Are you serious?
Hey, this isn't a new phone, but I don't know who this is, and I don't want to know.
To start a stream here.
Huh?
Hello?
Hi. Hey, I don't want to buy anything.
Look, you might. Oh God, okay. You might. This is a good time to tangle on a rant here. I guess you know who this is. I got more faves on that reply.
Is this the Japanese peanut seller?
Yeah. How much are you interested in taking it down for a barrel?
I want a truckload of Japanese peanuts. I want like an Amazon truck, but all Japanese peanuts. I've got $10,000 to spend.
Are you talking about like candy coating the outside of an Amazon truck?
Yeah, I want to take an Amazon truck and turn it into one big Japanese peanut with peanuts inside. Japanese peanuts. What? Japanese truck. Japanese peanuts.
Japanese money?
I'll give you yen. I got 10,000 yens for this.
That's not very much money.
$100.
Wow, 10,000 yen. That's
yeah.
A lot of money.
It's foreign money, so you know it's good. Just like the cars.
Yeah, or the cartoons.
Yeah.
Wow.
What can you do for me?
What?
What can you do for me on this peanut truck?
Look, I got a guy who's got a big vat of candy called it candy. I don't know what that means. I just know a bunch of teens have died in it.
Great. I love dying.
Jeff's a teen.
I love killing teens. Shit, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
Don't worry, this isn't going down to anyone.
Okay, good. All right. It's our secret about the teen killing thing. All right, I can barely hear you.
All right,
because you're
bye,
in the back seat, Ben.
All
right,
bye.
Oh. Wait, what did he actually want?
I think he wanted to pull a prank.
Okay.
Is he streaming right now?
I guess he's streaming, but so are we.
Good. Everyone's streaming.
Is this streaming to giantbomb.com?
No, this is
his personal.
We really are competing.
Yeah. Something, but then it said like incorporated, and it was like a phone number for a business. Like that guy named his business after a Bible verse.
And it probably wasn't taken.
I guess not. Yeah. John 3:16 LLC.
Austin 3:16 says I just incorporated myself in Delaware.
Looks like Lawbreakers is done.
They shut the servers down?
This is from Mary in the chat here. The fact is Lawbreakers failed to find enough an audience to generate the funds necessary to keep it sustained in the manner we had originally planned for and anticipated. While a pivot to free-to-play may seem like the easiest change to make, a change of this magnitude takes publishing, planning, and resources to do it. The team here has worked hard on this game over the past 3.5 years, and our studio is determined to give this game the second life it deserves. However, between now and then, we cannot sit idle. Okay, so maybe it's... We will continue to support the game in its current state, but we also need to focus on other projects with fresh creative leaders. Does that mean Cliff is out?
Maybe. Okay.
We have been working on something new, and we can't wait to share more about it. It's a passion project that we're in complete control of. So maybe Lawbreakers will continue to run. They're just no longer going to work on it.
Right.
Which...
Well,
that's a tough space.
Yeah, I mean, they've walked into a fucking minefield.
Just a bad scene.
Yeah.
Also, that game was not good enough to navigate that minefield. Like, it's not a bad game, but it's not...
Yeah, it's no more active development on it. Which, yeah, I mean... I don't know that they needed to announce that.
I mean, the 90 people still playing it on Steam, I'm sure needed to know.
Yeah, I guess. Wait, Cliff started a new studio? No. What? So does that mean Nexon owns Boss Key or something weird like that?
Could be.
Where's my phone? Must have more devices. Yeah, I mean, Lawbreakers wasn't terrible. It was fine. It just wasn't, yeah. It was hard to imagine why you would play it over a lot of other stuff that was out around that time. It's almost like a season pass for cosmetic content that you unlock by playing the game. So over the course of the third season of Fortnite Battle Royale, you will level up your battle pass by playing the game. And then when you hit those levels, you'll unlock cosmetics like suits and skins and whatever the fuck else.
How much is that? Like $15?
30?
Oh, wow.
Or something. Boss Key founders already split out of there. One of the people who started the studio with Cliff, I think, might have already taken off a while ago. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
I genuinely have no idea who anyone in that studio is besides Cliff, because Cliff was the only person I ever saw going around doing Mountain Beast stuff for it.
Right. Yeah.
Ladies at Mohegan Sun, baby!
There you go. It was John Romero's studio.
Oh, right.
Was it Monkey Bone?
No. There was Slipgate Studios, and then, yeah, the one after that was called something else. It's not Monkey Bone, but it is...
Uh,
It is a lot like that. Yeah.
It's the one that him and Brenda are working together on, right?
I think so.
It was pretty old. So maybe Slipgate was after it.
No, Slipgate I think was before it.
All right.
Let's look here. Scrolling through his list of games. Finally got up to the 2010s here. The last game he put out was just under Romero Games Limited. It was that Gunman taco truck game that I think his son designed.
Okay.
Well, did he put anything out around 2007 or 6?
No, because I think that's the thing, is they started that studio and then I don't know that it actually, put anything out. And that was like post-Slipgate, which was supposedly working. I forget what the Slipgate Industries was. I don't know if that company ever actually put a game out with its name on it either. John. I'm okay. So I'm typing out of the internet here. John Romero Monkey. Monkey Stone Games.
Oh, there it is.
2001. Oh, apparently they did publish stuff. That was, Tom Hall was part of that. Stevie Case was also part of that. Okay. They did Hyperspace Delivery Boy. And then they did a lot of games for pre-iPhone phones.
Okay.
Like Congo Cube. And then they ported Red Faction to the N-Gage.
Wow, really?
Yes.
That's great.
That's tragic.
And it closed in 05. Yep. They're still in the old Sega building.
Yeah. Are they doing well?
I don't know.
I want to say they evened out.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing as well as they used to.
Like they had that kind of big crash for a while there where they were like closing a bunch of their like satellite studios and then Don Mattrick like up out of there after less than a year.
Yeah. Mark Turmel is still at Zynga.
Division?
No. It was an arcade game. Shit,
Who owns Moon Patrol?
Siri.
For some reason, I was thinking about Moon Patrol and how making like a totally one of those games that uses the main Moon Patrol, but it's like a dark reboot of like a guy on the moon who's just like has to defend it, and it's like a third person action game. One that takes place in a car where you're shooting up.
While you're shooting up, man, that is dark.
Yeah.
IREM developed Moon Patrol.
IREM. Didn't they make baseball games?
Yeah, they did some baseball games. They did the IREM Skins game, the golf game for the SNES.
Okay.
They did... People that split off of IREM developed the Metal Slug games.
Oh.
IREM did Into the Hunt, which was a submarine game that kind of looks a little bit like Metal Slug. And you realize, like, oh, great, that's why. That's why that all that happened. And then I think Midway or Williams would... You know, whatever they're called then, and then put the arcade machine out. Yeah. So there's a game for the Commodore called Battle Through Time that is a Moon Patrol game, like in terms of how it plays, but it also has the time, like every level is a different time, like Time Pilot.
Oh, like Time Era?
Yeah. Huh. So you go from like one war to the next driving this Jeep that shoots up into the sky and out in front of you. Jumping over rocks and holes.
Okay, it's a good concept.
Yeah.
Strong.
Time-traveling sky jeep. I like this.
Yeah. And every war has a different bit of music, so you get, like, what is it, like, Flight of the Valkyrie. Ride of the Valkyries? Ride of the Valkyries.
Sure.
A little bit of that.
The Valkyrie thing.
Yeah. And then the Daniel Bryan music. And then when you get to the Korean War, it just plays the music from MASH.
like Suicide is Painless?
Yeah. Because, fuck getting the rights to anything, it's the 80s, and what are video games?
Yep.
Oh, and when you get to the one future level where you're fighting UFOs, it plays, like, Star Wars music.
Okay. That was in the arcade?
No, it was a Commodore game.
Wild West.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, European developed Commodore game or something. There are no laws. Scrolling in side-scrolling video games.
Huh. Classic. Moon Patrol is a classic.
Yeah.
Play that Congo Bongo.
I love it.
Yeah?
I love Congo Bongo. Okay, let me rephrase that.
Uh-huh.
I love the first level of Congo Bongo.
I think that's the only level I have played.
The second one is like a more open stage with holes in it. You can hide in the holes and rhinos charge you and it sucks.
Okay. That was never very good. Atari 7800 that had 7800. That's the one with the weird joystick.
Yep. Yeah. Well, there's the 5200 that the weird joystick.
This is like the rectangular one with the stubby joystick.
They were both pretty similar. Okay. Did it have a keypad on it?
Maybe no. I don't think.
Okay,
so.
If it didn't, then it was a 7800.
I think it was a 7800. It had Congo Bongo and.
Yeah. They all did. All those Ataris had those games because. That's all they have.
Hell of a
releasing a Doom, because Quake is out.
Right.
And that was like the, when they had their weird...
Is it out?
Yeah, Quake Champions is on Steam.
Okay.
You're not wrong for not knowing the answer to that question, because...
I don't remember there being like a big like, hey, Quake's out now, anything at all.
At E3, it was already technically kind of out. I don't think it was on Steam, but like they
was a beta.
It is still some kind of beta, because it always is. But you can spend money on it on Steam
right
now. For a while, it was like you had to get the Bethesda launcher, which they were trying to make a thing.
Oh boy.
Yeah. It was all multiplayer shit. Assuming they didn't have some catastrophic thing where they were like, hey, we worked on a game in Canada and worked on something else, or, you know, if they've been working on something since they wrapped that Batman VR thing, then you gotta figure that thing's gotta at least be close enough to announce.
Did Bethesda announce anything huge last year at their press conference?
Wolfenstein. There, but that's out, obviously. No, I think they focused on all stuff that was going to be due out that holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. I think they did.
Yeah.
What if they do that again?
That's worked for them so far.
Like, they're in a, I think they're especially in kind of a weird spot, because I but also, you know.
Presumably the next Elder Scrolls thing is on the horizon at some point,
well,
right?
No, because there's an Elder Scrolls Online expansion that has been announced but isn't out yet.
Well, so, I meant, like, at some point they would do, like, an actual, like,
yes, at some point, but not while they're still doing new development for that and wanting people to do that. My understanding was that they were going to work on something new at some point here post-Fallout, but I don't know. I don't know.
This seems like a place that probably has food.
I feel like you have said that exact thing at this exit before.
Yeah, and I think we have eaten at this exit before. I think it is. I remember that Sam Ash, so...
There you go, play on the electronic drum kit. Every single time. It would be a Sam Ash.
Yeah, it's literally the only thing Sam Ash had. It's like Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Cutter's Baseball. Let's go to Yale.
Okay.
That sign just says Yale. I don't know.
I don't think I can afford that.
Hi, we're looking for the Skull and Bones.
Oh, right this way. Finally, someone comes and asks. There's only like two people left because everyone thinks like, oh, it's a secret thing, but no, we just...
Get in this coffin.
Holler if you see a shitty diner somewhere along here.
This fucked up building that says coming soon out front with no indication of what's coming soon.
Oh, there it is. I see it. It's right there. It's the same diner. We found it.
All right. Nice job.
When I say shitty, I mean it's fine. Like, it's the right kind of shitty.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting a Diet Coke that doesn't taste like ass.
Maybe get something besides a Diet Coke.
What?
Just a thought. Just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Y'all got blood oranges? But yeah, I think the whole point of, like, and you know, at some point this will no longer be the case, but when Elder Scrolls Online came along, I think there was an understanding there of, like,
it's going to be a while.
This is going to be a long time before we, because if we just made a follow-up to Skyrim, it would undercut this bigger...
That game's been out for, like, 3 years now, right?
Yeah, they keep doing expansions. Like, it sounds like it's gotten, like,
pretty
good. It has
definitely
gotten
better, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, I haven't played it really since launch. And...
New Tesla?
I don't know what the hell that thing is. It's got like a bad matte paint job though.
It just looks like a Mazda that someone made up their own logos for.
Yeah.
I think it might have been a...
That sounds Italian. Let's put that on there.
I don't think I've ever had a Tesla Tuscany.
It was not a Tesla.
Yeah, I don't think it was a Tesla.
No. I think Tuscany might actually be
a car brand.
Get me in front of a Fortson, I'll tell you.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to shut this off, and we're going to go eat.
Bye.
We'll be back.
Bye, gamers.
Bye. See you later.